A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Okay, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery, talking about Taysom Hill potentially, more than likely, getting his first start in the NFL.
Why don't you just accept it?
No, I'm excited about it. And it just brought back memories for me of when I got an opportunity to play. And I got some great advice, and it's very true advice. It's when you get your opportunity, because you don't know when. And Taysom Hill's worked extremely hard and gone a very, you know, strange route to get to where he is. But when you get your opportunity to play, you better play good. And that was the advice I got. It's like there's no moral victories. There's no, like, you're on scholarship. You get your opportunity, and you go, and you run with it. And you make sure whatever you do that you play well enough to stay out on the field.
Yeah. And you know what? So few people ever get a start.
Yeah.
An NFL football game.
It's amazing that Taysom Hill is starting.
It seems like everyone gets a shot at quarterback. It's like that's just not true. Look at all the people in the world. How many get a start, even just one game, in the National Football League? And so I know that they're just sky high. Him and his wife, and they just can't wait for Sunday.
Oh, she playing too? That's going to be amazing for them.
She's probably more stressed than he is.
It's a new thing they've done in the NFL, trying to improve ratings. Yeah, and ratings are down.
Dave Nixon, who's working the game with us on BYU TV tomorrow at BYU, is leaving right after the game to catch a flight.
He's his brother-in-law.
He'll be there and to cheer
him
on Sunday
watch?
Morning. Yeah, friends, family members can get in.
It's a family discount.
So he gets in with his brothers, and it's going to be awesome. Just wish Taysom the best. Hope he just goes out there and does his thing. And man, now you got to defend a guy who could run on you on every pass play, not just every now and then. I think, and it's the Falcons, so you got that going for you too.
Well, the report was that it wasn't just that Taysom's getting the start. I don't know why they had to include this. They're like, Jameis Winston is included in zero packages this week.
And because the national media was all wrong all week. There was Winston, and they had no idea that on Monday.
They had already told them. Yeah, so I look at it, and well, one, they have to go along with that. They have to say, look, we have this mini advantage, which is not everybody knows exactly what we're going to do or who we're going to put in at quarterback. So let's ride that for as long as we can.
Yeah,
well, they're very different players,
yes.
and you got to defend them differently. And so, if it's two, traditional dropback quarterbacks, it's one thing. But if you have someone like Taysom Hill, maybe they need a spy player to mirror him at the line of scrimmage, or their rushing attack and how they actually rush in their lanes, and that they want to say, hey, we want to keep this guy in the pocket and we want to make him beat us throwing the football and not let him beat us. So there's a huge change if the Falcons know who the quarterback is.
Yeah, the worst part is he's playing right in the middle of church meeting, so I got a DVR it.
I don't know. That's getting in the way of some people's viewing this weekend.
That's going to be awesome.
So, Dave, we brought you in because you got the call on TV tomorrow with Blaine Fowler on BYU TV, and you guys can watch it on BYU TV. You can listen to it right here on KSL News Radio, as always. And this is a big game for BYU in a different sense. That is that maintaining that undefeated mark is probably not what we're thinking about, like if that's going to be on the line. It's about how much does Zach Wilson play? I know you talked to him today, and I want to know where he's at right now in his season, going into the ninth game of the year, waiting, all this stuff swirling around about who could be an opponent versus What they do know is they have this game tomorrow, and they and they have San Diego State on the 12th of December. That's all they can control.
And they have goals of playing in a bigger bowl game. It was interesting. He's such a it's been fun to watch him mature. He is in the moment and in command of the moment this season. And he even mentioned how fast things change, where there was a time last year where fans didn't want him to play. They wanted the others to play. And now every NFL team called BYU this past week talking about him. And I made a point. I said, you know, the last BYU player to start in the NFL was John Beck years ago. The next one's going to be Taysom on Sunday. And you're going to be the next one. Wow. Has that started to sink in? And he goes, you know, it is. It's fun. You can't not think about it. But he said he loves the guys around him. And you can tell his team unity. And he became the leader toward the end of fall camp. And in those first couple of games, he said he had to convince his teammates on the field that he would get the job done for him. And they all bought in. And that's tough. He said one of his favorite things to do is hang out with the team at the hotel on Friday nights, which he's doing right now.
Yeah, that Provo Marriott bouncing.
That's a
right
hopping
now.
Place.
Yeah,
look, that's a good lesson to learn, and that is, you know, you start talking about the future and all these NFL coaches, and they want to talk about Zach Wilson, and it's a good habit. It's a good lesson to learn. Stay in the moment. Take care of your business today. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's North Alabama. I don't care if it's San Diego State. I don't care who it is. Make sure that you take care of today, because that's the only thing that's going to help you have a tomorrow, is to do that. I'm curious what you think, Dave, about this game. Like, is there anything that BYU can do to move the needle, or what would they have to do to move the needle from a national perspective? Because the first college football rankings come out next Tuesday. And what would have to happen in this game for BYU to get maybe a little bump?
They just need to win. They don't need to score 1,000 points. They need to win and look good doing it. You know, through their schedule, which was blown apart by COVID, as we all know, and put back together with just teams that would play, it's not the strongest, obviously, but every time they've beaten a team that they're supposed to crush, they moved up in the polls. Every single time. So win is number one, and then get Zach some passes where he's on ESPN Sports Center, and there's a Heisman candidate zipping the ball around, and then let all the other teams beat each other. I think that's the best thing that the BYU could do. And you know what? It doesn't all ride on Tuesday's poll next week, because so many teams in front of them play each other. Even if it's Florida and they run the table and everyone's going, Florida's going to go to a New Year's Six. Well, they got to play Alabama. Now all of a sudden they have two losses. So do they play ahead of an unbeaten team? Maybe. The debate always seems to favor the P5, so we're not stupid. But but stand firm, be the lighthouse on the hill at 10-0, and let the storm wipe everyone else out. And I think, you know, we've said before, I'll say it again, COVID's going to rewrite the ending of this. We're just not sure how. But look what it's done to college football over the last 3 weeks. Even the Pac-12, as much of a train wreck as that is, they've tried to come on and do all this stuff. Another game canceled today. Fortunately, Scott, your game tomorrow is a go, which
Don't
is exciting.
Anything.
At least
we're really happy
we're
right now.
For now.
Yes, this but, is the furthest we've got in a Friday all season.
Yeah.
So.
Hope you've done your homework. It's going to be too late to cram tomorrow. But I just think that, you know, BYU is grateful that tomorrow is their ninth game of the season. And a shout-out to North Alabama. That's one thing Kalani talked about today. Their schedule fell apart. North Alabama was the only team that said, we're staying on. We're going to play you on November 21st. Even Houston said, we're not going to come up there. So BYU said, well, then we'll come down there. And they're like, oh, okay, why would you want to do that?
You know what?
Because they want to play the game.
BYU, you know what BYU should do? Cut them a check for like $1 million. I don't know, around there. And then and say thank you. And but before that, they gotta hang 60 on them. So that's
one,
my
one thing that's really good.
I think they'll get 60.
Yeah, one thing that's really good about this game is it's an early game. So BYU, they're ranked.
Middle of the day.
So
yeah.
you're gonna hear about a ranked team and how they did on Saturday. You're gonna hear about that about BYU.
And
so
the eye test,
that's good pub.
The eye test was blowing out Boise State. That was the eye test for BYU. Everyone on their schedule voting for them. They know they're playing North Alabama tomorrow.
Dave, before we get out here. What does this season land historically for you when it comes to – you've covered a lot of this team for a lot of years. What is this – if they go 10-0, where does this land historically without even knowing whether or not they get picked up for a New Year's Six game or anything?
I think it's just a miracle that they played their whole slate. I mean, COVID's worse today than it was in July.
So whatever the, if it's the Cotton Bowl, BYU fans should just call it Miracle Bowl 2.
Miracle Bowl, Fiesta Bowl. Hopefully they get to the New Year's 6 because you know what? Then they get a payout. They get to keep all the money. They don't have to share it with other teams. And they can turn around and repair the damage that COVID's done to the athletic department and move on to Raiders Stadium next September against Arizona.
He also does not share his payout with any of us. He's Dave McCann from KSL 5 Television.
See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks for hanging out, and we'll take the break here. Matt Biamonte, host of Cougar Sports Saturday, joining us next. We'll have a BYU preview. Who's this North Alabama opponent? Plus, he's the one been saying all along that Taysom Hill is an NFL starter. Looks like Sunday he's going to be right. Stay with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.